Ambling Out med Jaysir på Lydarket på NRK P3. Og det er den første singelen fra albumet Ad Blood som kommer til neste år. Og etterpå så skal du få enda en låt derfra, og det er den eneste muligheten du har til å høre den på veldig, veldig lenge. Og to fra bandet, de har selv tatt den med seg. Iron Chris, welcome. How are you?
Hey, thank you. How are you doing?
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. How are you?
Doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
We're going to hear one more track from the forthcoming album in some minutes. A one-off world premiere, right?
It actually isn't a world... We played it one time in London on a radio, but it's, you know...
On radio?
It's the second world
I think it was,
premiere.
Yeah. It hasn't been played anywhere in the States, anywhere else.
No?
You know, London, they have to be the first to do everything.
Or else I'm leaving. Yeah. When is the album released?
It's the close to world
close
premiere.
Close to world premiere.
Yeah. The album comes out in early February. February 9th?
Yes.
I believe.
February 9th, I believe, is the worldwide release.
That's a long time waiting.
It's just going to go by so quick.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
It's going to be Christmas and all.
Yeah, woo-hoo. Christmas family time, you know.
We'll talk more about the album later. The song we just heard, Ambling Alp, is the first single of
yeah.
the album.
Yeah.
Why exactly that one as the first single?
I don't know. I think because we were playing it live for a little while, and we thought it might... we wanted to have this album be pretty different than the last one, and we just thought it was a nice transitional song to have come out first and kind of warm people up for the album, which, you know, where there was a bunch of other really great songs which could have been first, but that just, I don't know, it seemed to be
it was a good point to move away from.
It was a good point to move, yeah, to move on. So
is it hard to choose the first single?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really know.
We don't really think
in that world.
Yeah, we just kind of make the songs, and then someone's like, I think really this might be a good first single. Okay, I mean, I don't...
So this was the label's decision? Or,
no, I mean, or, you know, we
this
narrowed
one
down.
Wasn't
it
so much.
Yeah, this one we kind of... But some of it just doesn't really matter. I don't know, I'm not that particular about what ends up being a single, you know? I really like making the record, but I'm not... I like all the songs, so...
But is it important to have the right first single? You said something about that.
I don't know. Is it? You tell me.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it? It probably is, right?
It probably is.
Yeah. I guess, I mean, you're putting yourself out there. You're explaining to the world what your mission statement is in some ways, I guess. But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess if people hate it, then they won't want to listen to us anymore. So I guess it's important.
Yeah, that could happen.
Now you're pressuring me. Now I'm feeling like...
I'm really nervous.
Super
my palms
pressure.
Just got really sweaty.
But can you remember why you decided to go for Sunrise as the debut single?
Oh, because it was the only song that was done, I think,
yeah,
at the
Sunrise
time.
Sunrise in 2080.
We just... Yeah. I mean, we put those both out and we gave them out for free on our first South by Southwest just because those are the songs that we kind of started out the band with. Those are the songs that we've been working on for a long time, and so they were just floating around forever. We had to get them out.
They largely defined kind of where our jump-off point of being of writing together, working together.
Was Sunrise or was 2080? I don't remember.
Was it Sunrise? I'm not sure.
I don't know. I'm not in your world. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what you guys play. You know, I don't know.
But you should know what you did.
I know.
He's
I made
an
those
artist.
Songs.
His head's in the clouds.
I'm spaced
out,
he
doesn't
man,
know.
You know.
You know?
But you brought another track from the album, Love Me Girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's have a listen, just this one time.
Do it one time.
Du hører på Lydarket på P3, hvor Jaysir altså er på besøk, og har vært så hyggelig å ta med en helt ny låt. Du skal få høre nå, det er verdenspremiere, og det er den eneste sjansen på lenge. Love Me Girl.